Lifetimes, there have been wars and rumors of wars almost constantly.
You're fine.
The Bible tells us that this situation will persist until the end. Since Adam and Eve were driven from the garden, the world's known trouble. We live in the freest and richest nation on earth, but troubles abound in America just as well as they do across the world. We've traditionally been known as a Christian nation, but with each passing year, as a nation, we become less Christian and more secular. A case in point, I've noted on my drive from west of Tonkawa to church on Sunday mornings, the array of cars parked out there at the casino. And that being said, if you added up all the cars and all the parking lots at all the churches in Tonkawa on Sunday morning, it would be about half of what is out there at the casino parking lot. And it is a sad testimony on where the values are today with so many people. Every year, babies, innocent babies, are slaughtered by the thousands in the womb. The holy covenant of marriage has been corrupted with same-sex union called marriage, and legally, by the way, just as the killing of babies has been legalized. Generations of young Americans have had their lives and their futures crippled by drug addiction, a national epidemic. In a nation that wastes or throws away more food than many nations consume, we've still got kids across America going to bed hungry at night. Maybe the only meal they get is what they get at school lunch. We're a divided nation in a divided world. We have Christians, non-Christians, haves and have-nots, conservatives and liberals. Despite some progress that's been made, the friction between racial groups has not totally gone away. We hear so much violence on the news and in the newspapers every day about assaults, violence of all types, mass shootings. We're almost to become desensitized to it. Just another day. Down here in the Bible Belt, it happens. I think everybody's probably aware of what happened at the restaurant in Oklahoma City. But this is indeed a troubled world. Well, having said all that, if I would put a title on my message this morning, it's Count Your Blessings. Let's look at the words of Jesus as is recorded in John 16:22. And Jesus says, "So with you, now is your time of grief. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." In John 16:33, the Lord says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Amazing. Amazing statement. And not one, I'm gonna overcome the world. I have. When we accept Jesus as Savior and Lord in our lives, we become heirs to the promises of the Father and the Son. God's Holy Spirit will take up residence in our lives and will comfort us, teach us, convict us, lead us, and empower us. And when we accept Christ, the Spirit comes in us to dwell, will be our companion. Perhaps the best known scriptural passage in the whole Bible, you know what that's probably going to be, John 3:16. We memorized it, many of us, when we were little kids. Jesus, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That word of truth from the mouth of Jesus is the most important statement ever made or ever will be made. It is the very essence of our faith. This morning, I would draw you to another bedrock scripture that will change our lives, change our outlook, change our thought pattern. We need to make this truth a part of our very being. And this is recorded in the book of James, James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. The perfect gift that is referred to is the gift of Jesus, our Lord, to mankind. Jesus, who overcame the world, who took away our sins, who is the only gate to the kingdom of God, who leads us to a life, leads us to a life without end, who loves us no matter what, who gives us the Holy Spirit, who commands the angels of heaven on our behalf, who will reunite us with our Christian loved ones to dwell in His presence throughout eternity. What a deal. The good gifts include everything that is essential for our existence, temporal as well as eternal. The very next breath we take is a good thing, and it's a good gift from God. He created the heavens and the earth, and He saw that His creation was good. Out of all the billions of heavenly bodies, there is one that we know of for sure that is capable of sustaining life. Now, we don't know. We haven't explored the whole universe and likely never will. I don't know if the Lord populated another place or not. But if He did, I bet His presence is known there too. But this is planet Earth. It's warmed and energized by the sun. There's oxygen for us to breathe. There's plants and animals for our food, water to sustain our lives. Think of the amazing carbon cycle that provides the balance of plant life and animal life. You know, in the popular culture now, carbon is treated like a pollutant. Carbon is a part of everything that is living. And God created a balance here, by the way. You and I exhale carbon dioxide, and that plant out there utilizes the carbon dioxide and water, and with the energy of the sun, produces carbohydrates, which we and the animals eat. And as we have more people, there's more carbon dioxide, and it is more favorable for plant life. Think of our bodies, our brains, the immune system. We are truly blessed with good gifts from the hand of God. Our understanding of God as a source of every good and perfect gift will enable us to live a life of optimism with a positive attitude. We had a great old preacher here. I liked him so well I named his son after him. Bain Driscoll. Came in between Gary Weeks and Joe Wilson. And he had a saying I'll never forget, because this was a theme of his a lot of times. An attitude of gratitude. Create in us an attitude of gratitude. Let every minute of our waking lives be a moment of gratefulness, of gratitude for what God has done for us. We will be able to see beyond circumstance and no longer be victims. We can be winners, not losers. I would urge every one of you, I'm going to try to be very brief this morning, but I would urge every one of you to go to the Bible in Matthew's account of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and read the Beatitudes. And there we can see how difficult circumstances, difficult situations can generate blessings from the Lord. As followers of Jesus, we're on the winning team. We might lose a few battles, probably will. But the war has already been won for us. Talk about security, there's security. It's a done deal. It's set in stone. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Amen. The eternal promise of God to His people is stated in Deuteronomy 31:8. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Pretty important promise. It's repeated in Joshua 12:5, Psalm 94:14, and in the New Testament in Hebrews 13:5. What greater blessing could we have than the eternal protection of the Creator of the universe? Is that a pretty good spot to be in? I would say it is. As God's people through Christ, we have so many blessings to count. But here are a few of them. We're wonderfully and fearfully made by the hand of God as He knit us in the womb. In all the millions of people over this earth, you and I are unique. There's not another one exactly like us. Isn't that an amazing thing? Maybe God said, one of him's enough. I don't know. But that's the way it is. I've got a couple of cousins that are identical twins. That means they share exactly the same genetic makeup. They were raised in the same loving home. And they're as different as night and day. They look a lot alike, although one of them's kind of keeps trim and the other's kind of, you know. But one of them's rural, one of them's urban, one of them's an accountant, the other's is a farmer and a contractor. But they are unique. They are different with exactly the same genetics. So, you know, there's only one of you. And only one of me. He gave us a body and a mind that are true miracles. True miracles. Capable of greater things than probably we'll ever do with them. He put healing in our bodies when he created us. The immune system, that is an amazing thing. That's healing that he already installed in us. Did you know that probably if it weren't for the immune system, you'd die from a common cold? Things that your body wards off the way God designed us. What happens if you break a bone? Well, you probably go to the doctor and get it lined up again. Who does the healing? God does the healing. He knits that bone back, and that broken place is likely going to be stronger than before you broke it. You know, in that point, you cut your finger while you're chopping your salad, and what happens? God knits it back together, does he not? And then think of medical science. We can remember when cancer was just like a death sentence. Where do you think was the source, the inspiration for that discovery? Well, what does James say? Every good and perfect gift. So, personally, I take the advances of medical science as a gift from God. When I was a young teenager back in the 50s, moms and dads lived in fear all summer that their kids, some of you older people will remember this too, that their kids were going to get polio in the summer. Polio affected a lot of my friends. Polio crippled so many of them. Polio was fatal in many cases. Medical researcher, Dr. Jonas Salk, discovered a vaccine. I believe that God revealed that to him in his studies. God guided his research to come out to that end. And now, I guess, I don't know how they do it now, whether it's a vaccination, but I guess kids get a sugar cube with that and take it orally, I guess. But anyway, polio's wiped out of the United States and extremely rare now around the world. And then, beyond medical science, let me tell you that the days of miraculous healing at the hand of God are not over with. And many of us have witnessed many of those, something beyond anything medical science could do. And then, the greatest healing, there are Christian people, by the way, that die with a condition, a disease, but what do you think happens when they get that new body in heaven? Do you think that body gets sick? It does not. So that miraculous healing at the hand of God is going to occur. Well, God gave us an environment that is conducive to human life. He gave us dominion over the plants and animals that we use for food, for fiber, for pleasure. How many of you enjoy the companionship of a good dog? Isn't it great that God made dogs like that? Or those of us that have got horses, a good horse that we can depend on. He has given us so many good gifts. Think of what he did with the planets and the stars and the moons and the asteroids or whatever they are. The heavenly bodies that are put into a system where they're not banging around against each other all the time, but they follow their own orbit. That's just amazing. I don't know how anybody can learn more about science without becoming more and more of an advocate for the Creator. But beyond the temporal blessings, consider with me the blessings God has for his own people. Forgiveness. The Bible says that when we repent and come into the family of God, he remembers those sins no more.
Amen.
You know, isn't that something? We're carrying around this big old load of guilt on our shoulders. Man, sometimes the devil gets a hold of my mind for a little while and reminds me of some of those things that I've done before that just plumb embarrassing. I'm sitting there by myself and I'm embarrassed. But you know what? That's not the Holy Spirit dragging that stuff back in front of us. That's Satan. God remembers no more if we repent, if we turn our back, if we start on that new path, and if we're dedicated to staying on that new path that Jesus would have us follow. Salvation and eternal security. You know, it's hard to visualize what forever means. And I can't hardly wrap my mind around it, but I believe it. That means without end. That means from now on. We have that security. The God that saved us is faithful to help keep us.
Amen.
If we let him do it. If we let him do it. Future in the presence of the Lord. Reunited with our Christian loved ones. Has somebody got one of your favorite people that went on to heaven and you just can't hardly wait to see them again? I know what that feels like. The indwelling Holy Spirit that comes and takes up residence in our lives. The Holy Spirit is our guide, our interpreter, our empowerer, who bestows his gifts upon us. And I'm just about sure you're going to hear a lot in the future from Pastor Josh about those gifts. He will mature us into a more acceptable follower every day. Another wonderful blessing we've got is the written Word of God, the Holy Bible, the Holy Scriptures. As Pastor Derek always used to tell us, read the book. Read the book. We actually have a roadmap to the kingdom of God. We have a reservoir of great wisdom that helps us through life. It is an amazing, amazing document. And it was not written from man's opinion. It was written when prophets of the Lord came under the inspiration of God to write down his truths. And we've got it. And such a great resource. It is a revelation of God's will for our lives. Well, I'll tell you another thing that I value so much as a follower of Christ is Christian fellowship. A new extended family. Blood relatives, by the way. How are we related? Through the blood of Christ. And just on a personal note, I think I can't count all the years I've been in Sunday school in class with some of my friends. But they are absolute brothers and sisters. And our fellow Christians will encourage us. They'll teach us. You know, when the Holy Spirit speaks, he's not always revealing something to the guy that's sitting, or the lady that's sitting in the teacher's chair, maybe somebody else in the room, but we get such spiritual support from being a part of the body of Christ, and that is just a wonderful, wonderful association. He did not make us as islands of faith, but he put us into a body where we could help one another. He gives us a peace that passes understanding. Why does it pass? How could, I've mentioned this maybe before, but how could somebody on their knees in an orange jumpsuit with an Islamist terrorist with a big knife in his hand going around to behead them, how can they have peace? It's not even understandable. But that is the peace that passes understanding. It is not dependent on circumstance. It is dependent on the knowledge that his promises are true, that he will not leave us. He will not forsake us. And he gives another one of these blessings is a whole spirit of confident hope. Not, I hope I win the lottery, but a knowledge God is going to take care of me throughout eternity. Confident hope and eternal optimism. As Christians, we should be optimists. We ought to see that half full glass instead of that half empty glass. Well, this morning I wanted to be brief, and we've barely scratched the surface of the blessings that the Lord has for us. In summary, I'd say, yes, we do indeed live in a troubled world. But I think we can say, yes, we are indeed a truly blessed people. Would you join me in prayer? Father in heaven, Lord, we are so thankful for your great love for us. We thank you that you've supplied our needs. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us your good and perfect gifts. And we do seek, Father, to have that attitude of gratitude. We do seek, Lord, to be your shining lights, testifying as to your love and your care and your goodness and your power. And Father, I just pray if there's anybody in this meeting today that has never come under those blessings, that has never accepted Jesus as our Savior, Father, that your convicting spirit would draw them to us. I know that Pastor Josh and the elders, Lord, stand ready to receive the confession of faith from anybody that would like to come into the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, can we thank Joe for the word this morning? There are two people whenever I grow up that I want to be. One of those is Phil Irwin at the Presbyterian Church. If I grow up, I want to be like Phil.